Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Second hour of the Hump Show, middle show of the work week. We're so glad to have you with us. It does mean that you are an hour closer to Ask Amy Anything. I know you can't wait. You can barely contain your excitement. We've got the post up on both Twitter and Facebook. I have no idea how it's doing. I haven't really looked. I've been otherwise distracted by just forming words that are somewhat coherent on this edition of the show. That is actually a challenge for me. However, I feel like we survived 1 hour without blowing anything up. And by we, I mean both Jay and I, since he's the one that's over there pressing buttons, much to my detriment at times. But but we managed to get through the first hour, so I think it's full speed ahead, Jay. Plus, we have candy now. Can I just tell you what latest predicament Jay has gotten himself into? What I do not know why in your brain somehow you thought this was a good idea. All right, here's the, before we get to football and the two, in fact, I think the two biggest moves of the legal tampering period so far. Producer Jay loves candy. That's a fact. Producer Jay also uses my locker as his catch-all. That's a fact. Until recently, I don't know what behooved him or possessed him or convinced him it was a good idea to hand over his our candy stash to someone else to padlock into a separate locker. Now, Jay is relatively naive, okay?
Oh.
Jay believes that our coworker has him and his candy's best interests in mind. It's fairly obvious now, as Jay has tried multiple combinations of the padlock to get into what they are calling the candy locker, that Jay has been duped. Our coworker not only took the candy, robbed him blind, put it into a locker, but he's giving Jay false combos so that Jay thinks he's got the answer and can access the candy when in fact he has stolen our candy and has now put them in a different locker so that we cannot access it. So here is what I have to know. I've asked you this before. You did not have a good answer. Why did you not just continue using the locker that you have essentially commandeered that has my name on it? You put all your other crap in there. So if that's the case, why did you not just leave the candy in our locker as opposed to giving it to someone that we do not trust very much and allowing him to lock up our candy so we cannot access it?
I thought I could trust him. See, there was all this talk of alliance and teaming up and becoming one unit.
Why was I not asked about this? Are you teaming up with other people without my knowledge?
I suppose I should have gotten your opinion
on the alliance. A team. And the next thing I find out, the candy has been locked in someone else's locker and you cannot get in. Now, it would be one thing if you actually could get into the locker. Jay has tried four or five times with multiple combinations.
Yeah.
He even went back to our coworker Tuesday morning and said, "Hey, I think I got the combo wrong." And the guy gave him a different combo. That one doesn't work either. No, you've been duped. So now Jay is forced to search in his bag for a few spare coins to go get to the vending machine because we need candy, we're tired, and our candy is locked in someone else's locker.
See, I'm not sure if he's just, if that's only my candy in that locker, or if he has actually added and contributed to this collection like he said he was going to.
What does it matter if we can't access it?
Right. I mean, that's the problem here. Is that
also,
can't
you did
it.
Not answer my question. Why not just stick with what was working and put it in our, my locker?
Because there was going to be more for everybody. There was going to be a surplus of candy. He was going to bring in candy. I was going to bring in candy. We were going to just have this big collection of multiple items of candy at all times. But I have not seen any of the benefits from this partnership yet. And he has seen all the benefits.
That's what you get for stepping out on me. That's what
you
get.
Part of this.
I was not part of it. You did not ask me for my opinion.
No.
If you had, I would have said, we have a perfectly reasonable locker in which we can put our candy.
I mean, he was bringing like Sour Patch Peaches to the table. He had some other stuff.
You know what's really cool? When there's Sour Patch Peaches and other candy that we can access.
I know.
Now, not only do we not have access to the other candy, the reputed candy, the reported candy stash, the rumored candy stash. I'm using my air quotations.
It is rumored at this moment. I'm not sure that this exists.
But we can't even access our candy.
I know. That's an issue. Do we have a crowbar in this studio somewhere?
You wouldn't.
I might.
You wouldn't.
I might. If a couple more tries on that combination.
You gave him our candy. Just blinding faith. You were so blinded by the greed of more candy that you gave him our candy, and now we can't get it.
He was a candy whisperer. He knew how to get
me
to persuade.
No, he's a J whisperer, not a candy whisperer. He took your candy.
One in the same.
He robbed you. You gave it to him like you were in a trance. Just gave it to him.
He's talking about sour straws. He's got talk of Starburst. He's got talk of Starburst gummies that are these new things coming in.
So it's greed then. It was greed.
No. Well, I'm going to bring in my share too. I just wanted to see what he could bring to the table.
But this was our share. You gave him our candy.
Well, you're going to reap the benefits of this too. That
but
was the
you
idea.
Didn't ask me if I wanted to reap the benefits of extra candy.
Would you not?
No, because we can't access it. I say we keep our candy separate. And then when they're willing to share, they can come to us with an offer.
What if I bring in, like, the mid-tier stuff and use that towards the collection and keep, like, the high-end nice
so
stuff,
gonna,
like, for our locker?
You're going to run game on them.
There we go. There we go. Turn the tables.
Here's how you can't run game if we never get our candy back. It's probably gone by now.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's been two full days of him and his cronies having access to our candy. The candy's gone now. You gave it. You gave it away willingly to a thief who has locked it into another locker, and we are stuck.
I need to get this combination issue settled. Because what if I go in there and he's packing?
You tried, and he gave you another false combo.
It could be on me. I didn't write
it down.
I can't
believe you're not seeing this.
I do see it. I don't want to believe it yet. I want to believe that this alliance and this partnership.
You just want to believe that the candy is safely in there.
I do.
It's not.
I have my doubts, but I still want to believe.
This is what you get for making alliances without consulting me. I don't know how I feel about that.
You saw where my heart was at.
No, I didn't see it until after and all I saw was a padlock on our locker that you can't open. I don't even know if our candy's actually in there.
I don't either. I don't know if his. That's where I really. If we get this open and mine's even if mine's gone, if he has added, then that will show that there was trust to be built upon.
Well, too bad because you've already broken our trust and our candy is gone. Yeah, you made an alliance without me.
You're in the alliance.
No, I'm not. You don't get to speak for me.
I thought we was giving us a multiple benefit here.
Oh. But no? you were the one to give up the candy. We didn't get anything. We only gave up something.
See, I'm giving up my goods and adding you in. Like, you didn't have to forfeit over any candy for this, per se.
That was our candy.
Well, yeah.
You're a disaster. You gave away our candy willingly, so now we can't sue accuse them. We can't call in the authorities because you gave away our candy.
What if I get the writing to the combination down on paper or on text?
And it still doesn't work.
And it still doesn't work. Then we might have some grounds.
Well, I already know that you have been taken for a ride. You've been fleeced, man. You've been fleeced. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Fleeced.
You are getting fleeced. You've already been fleeced. You're not getting fleeced. The fleecing is done. That's it. The fleecing. The fleecing has taken place.
Fleece is on.
The fleece.
Zipped up.
You got fleeced and there's no police.
If that works.
Also, we don't communicate with our boss, so that's not going to be helpful.
No, we don't.
Well, or more to the point, he doesn't communicate with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been fleeced. And now of course, Jay wants to be a show unit again. But for that particular decision, he decided he could make it on his own. See what happens when you make decisions on your own?
I'm going to turn these tables. We're going to come out victorious in this whole thing.
You're just going to kick down the locker?
We're going to come out victorious.
Our coworker into the locker and lock it up again?
Whatever has to be done, we're not losing the candy. Mm. We've lost the battle. We will win the war.
It may already be gone, Jay. It's been more than 48 hours since you've seen the candy.
It's true. It's the longer, the more minutes that go by, the less I think it's in there. But I don't know.
It's not that I don't trust you to make smart decisions, but when it comes to candy, I don't trust you to make smart decisions.
The idea was there.
So the candy's not.
We don't know that.
We do know that. I can't trust you with anything. The smallest things. I ask you to bring candy. Two nights later, hey, Jay, where's the candy? Oh, it's in the locker. What locker? Our locker?
Maybe a deal I couldn't
refuse. No, the candy locker. I'm like, what candy locker? This is the first I've heard of it. And then he stands there for a good 5 minutes and tries to get into the candy locker. Nope. No candy locker. No candy, no candy locker.
Can't trust anyone these days.
Well, now you're coming around. Seeing it from my perspective. Meanwhile, still no candy. But it was pie day, so there's that. Did you have pie?
I did not have any pie, actually.
I thought you were going to stop and bring pie.
I wanted to. I was running, a little behind. And McDonald's, which I was going to grab some apple pies from their classic, was it's like 20 minutes out of my way. I didn't have time. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just coming up short all around this week.
It's not great. It's not great, I'll say.
It's not been a banner week for Jay.
Good stuff.
All right. So you don't need to ask us any questions about candy because, well, you already know the answer. But we do have our bright orange box where you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I just retweeted. You can also find it on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then our Facebook page, too. And while you're there, pinned to both the top of Twitter and Facebook, we've got your ticket, your golden goose, if you will, to be part of the After Hours Bracket Challenge. So, yeah, we've got a poll still live, the After Hours Bracket Challenge, our Aaron Rodgers to the Jets question, which really is about the division more than it is about Aaron. I want to know if you believe that Aaron Rodgers would tip the scales in favor of the Jets. Maybe it's Aaron, maybe it's Alan Lazard. Whatever it is, do you think that if the entourage lands in New York, that the Jets are automatically the best team in the AFC East? The AFC is not a question. We already know they're not the best team in the AFC. But the AFC East, are they even the best team in the AFC East? Meanwhile, the moves that have caught my eyes and ears more significantly have come from the AFC West. You remember this time last year, man, the AFC West was moving, shaking. There was the idea planted that somehow started as a seed, bloomed, got a couple of shoots out of the ground, grew bigger, it was watered, it was fed, and it grew into a very tall plant. This idea that the Chiefs were no longer the team to beat in the AFC West. Don't! Anyway, maybe the AFC West has decided, well, back to the drawing board. And here we are a year later, and it's actually the AFC West that has maybe do a double take yet again. We know that Sean Payton has ended up with the Denver Broncos, so that's one major change. The Broncos also agreed on a 2-year contract with Samaje Perine, who comes off of that Bengals roster from the last two seasons. And he was their primary running back on third downs, is also real strong in pass protection. So it's another loss for the Bengals, actually. They've seemingly done more losing in this free agency than they have gaining. Their secondary's taken a major hit as well. So the Broncos pick up Perine. They're trying to run the ball. That's what they're trying to do with Russell Wilson. They're trying to run the football. Javonte Williams is actually still trying to recover from the torn ligaments. But remember, he was a great revelation with the Broncos at the start of last season. Okay, so that's what the Broncos are doing. It's clear that the way they're going to protect their quarterback, or the way that Sean Payton wants to get the best out of his quarterback, is to run the ball. Okay, so then thinking about the other move in the AFC West that was a running back move, the Chargers making Austin Eckler available via trade. What? This blew me away. I understand money is always a part of it. Money, 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 money. And they don't feel like they can meet his asking price. And so now he's available per his request. Austin Eckler wants to leave. I almost said San Diego still. My gosh. He wants to leave Los Angeles. And so the Chargers have granted permission for Austin to seek a trade. Now, he's going to be too rich for some of the teams out there. The price tag will be too rich. He's in the final year of his contract. And now he and his camp are looking for another home. So in other words, they want to finish the final year of his deal somewhere else and then get an extension with that other team. And he is in a position of strength. I will say that. 18 touchdowns last season. He had 1,600 plus yards between rushing and receiving. He also led the NFL. He's a bruiser. Led the NFL with yards after the catch. So there's a lot to like about Austin Eckler. The Chargers' problem, or one of their biggest problems, is they were way over the salary cap. Coming into the offseason, they were way over the salary cap. But they've done a bunch of restructuring. And now, of course, the next big job is they've got to have room for Justin Herbert, who will be due an extension. Okay, so he's in a similar situation as a Joe Burrow, as a Jalen Hurts, whereas he's going into what is the fourth year of a fifth-year deal, the rookie deal, but they want to get that extension done. And it's likely to be record-breaking. Whoever goes first, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, those are your next quarterbacks who are due for extensions, in addition to Lamar Jackson. So we're still waiting on some kind of news there. But yeah, so staying in the AFC West with the running backs, Josh Jacobs is under a tag, and we'll see if they work out a deal. Austin Eckler is available via trade. The Broncos clearly want to run the ball, so they bring in Perine, but they're also hoping Javonte Williams is healthy. Now, that of course leaves the Chiefs, who are talking about dealing in a position of strength. They're good. The other move that I almost couldn't believe, and I still don't really get it. I'll be perfectly honest. I still don't really get it. Darren Waller getting traded from the Raiders to the Giants. I don't understand it. Now, we'll hear the assessment of a former NFL linebacker who was part of the Vegas Raiders or part of the Oakland Raiders, and he's familiar with Darren Waller's game. But honestly, I don't think we need anyone to tell us that Darren Waller is a great tight end. He needs to stay healthy. That's been a bit of a knock on him as he's dealt with some injuries. But here's why I don't get it. With him gone, the Raiders have zilch in their tight end room. We saw Foster Moreau on the field a bunch last year. When Waller was unavailable, but I think he's a free agent. I don't think he's still on their roster. They've got two tight ends on their roster that most of us wouldn't know, and that's totally fine. Their mamas know, so that's what matters. Josh McDaniels comes from New England. Do you know what they value in the offense that he ran for years with Tom Brady, in the offense that the Patriots used for years? Tight ends. I don't get it. Now, they did go out and get, from New England, Jacoby Myers. Big deal. I like this. Except it doesn't feel like the McDaniels moves are making them a better team. At least not offensively. But what do we know about the Raiders? The last few years, their offense has been great. A lot of times it's been like above average, but the defense has been abysmal. So, yeah, this move I didn't get, but I will say it's amazing for the Giants. Good for them. Evan Engram was, I don't even know who they had on tight end this year. Who was their tight end this year?
Daniel Bellinger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's right. And he had some nice catches. Okay. But Evan Engram didn't work out with them. He was a high draft pick. He didn't work out with them. He's working out great for the Jaguars. They've got their quarterback. They've got pieces around him. They wanted a better tight end, a better tight end option. So for them, Darren Waller is a huge move. I just don't get it from the Raiders' point of view. That is a little bit odd. For a third-round pick, really weird. So, yes, are you ready for these names? These are fantasy football options coming up this season. Jesper Horsted. No?
Sounds like a first-round pick to me.
Cole Fotheringham.
Oh, right. You're right.
Where's our candy?
I'm working on it.
Anyway, so let me check Foster Moreau's contract status because I thought that he's a free agent. Okay. So right now, Foster Moreau is the best option, but is not likely to stay as a free agent. We'll see whether or not he returns to the Raiders. But it's a fairly nondescript tight end room. I don't get that. I don't get it at all. Jimmy Garoppolo, welcome to Vegas. Oh, dear. All right, let's see. Coming up, so those are just kind of the moves. Two of the moves are two of the situations that intrigued me. I think Austin Eckler's fantastic. And so I wonder where he's going to land. He's a great weapon in both the rushing game and the passing game. So that's, I just thought that was interesting that those three, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler, and Darren Waller moves all come out of the AFC West. The AFC West is right in the center of the drama again. It's for different reasons. So we've got more of the free agent stuff. Even as we get through, we're going to day three of legal tampering, I guess, but the new league year starts. That's a good question. The new league year is about to start. Pretty soon, these deals can become official. And we do have not only the info and intel on Alan Lazard, but also I love what a former Raider linebacker had to say about Darren Waller. Just crazy to me that the Raiders were willing to let him walk without a viable option. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Just over an hour away from Ask Amy Anything. So you can send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, our Facebook page. Also, on both of those sites, you have the ability to join us in the After Hours Bracket Challenge. We got a poll still rock and rolling as well. Man, busiest poll, at least on Twitter, that we've had in a while. You guys always blow up our polls on Facebook. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Back to Fred, gets a screen, far side, right wing, snakes into the lane, on the drive, floats it up and in with the left hand and a foul. Oh, Freddie, put that one up and in. Van Vliet steals it from Bruce Brown, gets it to Scotty Barnes, jams it down, and the foul.
Boy.
Scotty Barnes goes airborne, uses two hands for safety against Murray. Turns, backs him down, gets into the lane, drive, lay it up, and in! And the foul! Pascal has two, and he says, I got a coupon for one more. Now to Van Vliet, deep three over Jokic, good, down the bottom of the well. Freddie's got 36.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Denver Nuggets lose to the Toronto Raptors, who had been sliding backwards themselves. And get this, the Nuggets have not only dropped four consecutive games, but they're now below 500 on the road. That's the call on the Raptors radio network. 36 for Fred Van Vliet, and a huge first quarter for the Raptors. this is something that's becoming a little more common in the NBA, but the number itself still blows me away. The Raptors had 49 points in the first quarter. They were on pace for 200 points in the game. A 49-30 first quarter over Mike Malone's Denver Nuggets, who are supposed to be the best team in the West.
Just told our players, we've gotten away from who we are. We have success for a reason. And it wasn't the offense. The offense was a byproduct of the defense. The last four games were the worst defense in the NBA by far. And if we want that to change, we have to have a hell of a lot more urgency. I think we're showing up thinking, hey, we're going to be all right. And, you know, I knew it this morning when I told our guys when we met, they've lost three in a row, we've lost three in a row. Something's got to give. And they dominated us in that first quarter.
49 points. It's a Toronto Raptors franchise record in the first quarter. And they trounce the Denver Nuggets, who, as I say, have now dropped four in a row. And according to Ish Smith, there's an underlying problem.
I had somebody tell me, actually it was Chris Paul told me when I was playing in college. He was like, the most aggressive team always wins.
Always wins.
He said the most aggressive team always wins. And I took that to heart. That was my freshman year. And so, you know, it's a lot of truth in that. They were the first team who hit tonight. They set the tone physically. And obviously they won the game.
I think this is a tremendous opportunity for us. I love the fact we're facing adversity. Because I'm going to find out a lot about guys in that locker room. I'm here. I'm going to be here today, tomorrow, and the day after. I ain't going anywhere. And I'm going to find some guys that are ready to fight with me. Because right now we're just in chill mode. And you can't be in chill mode with 13 games to go in the season. We got to try to find a way to get our swagger back and get back to playing Denver Nugget basketball.
He's like, I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me. I'm here. And we're in chill mode, which is not where we're supposed to be with 13 games to go. I love that from Mike Malone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ron is listening in Madison. Ron, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers?
I've moved on. I'm done. I just let him go and put Jordan Love in there or maybe pick up a veteran quarterback. But
the whole idea behind letting Rodgers go is to see what you have with Jordan Love.
But right now I'm more focused on March Madness, and my Milwaukee Bucks are looking good.
Yeah, clinching a playoff spot. And as much as I think that is a noble pursuit to focus more on basketball, you know that the majority of the Wisconsin sports fans out there just want this whole thing to be done. They want some definitive answers so it can be done and they can move on.
Yeah, just decide one way or the other. You want to go to the Jets or somewhere else? Just go.
Just go.
Yeah, because he's holding up the rest of the team. That doesn't do the rest of the team any good.
Mm. How do you feel about losing Lazard?
Yeah, I liked him. He was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Bucks, if they go 11-2 the last 13 games, they're going to end up with the best record in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a fair chance of that anyway, even if they don't go 11-2, considering what the Celtics and Nuggets are dealing with right now.
Right.
Yeah, so I do love these attempts by you, Ron, to talk about basketball in Wisconsin. But got to tell you, until this whole thing is resolved, it seems like basketball's on the back burner.
Yeah. Hey, well, my Badgers won an NIT game.
See what I mean? So. Okay, no one cares about the NIT, though, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for weighing in as a Packers fan.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on.
Just get out, Aaron. Just get out.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Just get out. What? Marco is making this face. I can't read your face. Only it looks like it's fairly darn close to an eye roll. But
look, I'll be fair. I'm a little tired of the Packer fan.
Fatigued.
Packer fan. You've had two quarterbacks for 30 years, and they're both in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to hear your complaints. I really don't. You have there is no franchise that has ever gone 30 years with two quarterbacks. The crying and the whining and the, oh, you know, get out. Stop. You had it good for 30 years. You better hope Jordan Love, because they always assume, well, let's get the next guy in, because everybody you pick is going to be a Hall of Famer
well, no,
and be there
come
for 20
on, that's
years.
Not fair. And this I know because my family, my dad's whole side of the family is Packer fans, and they're older. They remember the days prior to Brett Favre. It was bleak there for two decades before Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So they've got to remember that. It's like a Patriots fan who remembers what it was like prior to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
I don't think they do.
No, they
I don't think they do. I think
do.
It's been too long.
I was
long.
Living in New England when that was happening.
I remember it very
we
well.
Want
I get
Grogan.
It. Yeah, again, I feel like that the Patriot fan was spoiled. Now they're starting to see a little bit of reality. And even that, you're still around 500 and fighting for a playoff spot. Welcome to the rest of the world.
How
where
can
all
you
the
be
fans
this
are
bitter?
You know, lucky to get in the play. That's my point. You've had it good. Smile. You want to move on to something else? I agree with you. You need to find out what Jordan Love is. But this idea that, like, you know, oh, get the hell out of here. What did you do for us? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that Super Bowl, please. Four MVPs, and, again, 30 straight years of knowing who your quarterback was and being in contention every year. Be happy.
To be fair, happy. I've not heard any Packer fans say, what have you done for us? I haven't heard anyone say that. I just have heard people say the shtick is old. That's what people tell me anyway. That's what I get from my Packers fans who I'm related to.
They're spoiled. Spoiled.
You're a Giants fan. You just came off of a Hall of Fame quarterback for 15 years.
Yep.
Okay. You got two Super Bowl rings to show for it. Why are you so bitter? Why are you knives out?
I'm not
out?
Bitter.
Knives
I'm,
out.
Again, I'm not bitter. This whole thing, it goes on every day, every day, every day. I get the drama with Aaron Rodgers and you're fatigued with that. That makes sense. But I hear Packer fans call into this network day after day after day after day and they complain. You are born in contention. For 30 years. Do you have any idea how difficult that is?
This is why I don't take calls much.
That's the stuff that makes me nuts. It's 30 straight years.
Yeah, no, it's
be happy,
impressive.
Okay? I know that only meant two Super Bowl championships and only three appearances, and that is somewhat disappointing. However, you had 30 years with two guys. It's not that easy to find a Hall of Fame quarterback. To get them back-to-back, and I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's
they
literally
shoved Brett Favre
30
out
years.
To
and you got
the
another Hall
one.
Of Fame quarterback. The odds on that were ridiculously slim.
Yeah.
Now, you may find another, because I got a feeling that Jordan loves the goods, the little bit that I saw out of him, and some of the people that I've talked to, they love this kid, and there's a lot of people that really feel like he's going to be good. We'll never find, well, I mean, we'll find out once he gets on the field. We don't truly know.
Right.
But he may turn into another Pro Bowl quarterback, and again, we're going to hear the Packer complaints. Because unless a Lombardi trophy comes at the end of it, it's not good enough. And that to me is ridiculous. It really is.
Marco, taking aim. But no one ever accused sports fans of being reasonable and rational. That's not really a thing with sports fans.
It's not. But when you step back for half a beat, I think even the irrational sports fan can understand. Like, look, yeah, I mean, you talk about spoiled. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. In the last 25 years, I'm very spoiled. But there are times where I get annoyed in the simple fact that there hasn't been a title since 2009. And a lot of people can look at it and go, 2009? We haven't won since, you know, 1979 if you're the Pirates. I get it. You're right. I'm spoiled. However, I can still be angry at certain things. Packer fans,
I just
ask you to sometimes step back. No, sometimes step back. Just like I have to do. And realize that you're spoiled. That's all.
You've had it
That's
good.
All.
You've had it good, Packers fans. That we know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I mean, I give Marco an inch, and he runs a mile with his rants. Here's our latest sports update. Is it all out of your system now? Or?
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Davis starts right, zooms left, out to Moore. Three-pointer from the corner off the mark, gets in the rebound. Ahead to Sabandi, streaking ahead. Nike Sabandi lays it in on the right side. Pittsburgh up 51-50. Cummings gets a screen from Guillermo Diaz-Ran. He goes on the roll, give it to Hinson instead. Roll go three! Splash! Blake Hinson from the first S in madness! 58-52. For the first time since the midway mark of the first half, A team has a lead of more than three in this game. A mammoth shot by Hinson. 6-point lead, 58-52 Pittsburgh. 13 seconds remaining in the game. 10 to shoot. Burton, left lane line, mid-range jumper. Give it to him! Jamarius Burton is made for this moment! Pittsburgh reclaims the lead at 60-59. The 21st lead change in a seesaw game here in Dayton. Davis has the ball on his right hip. Davis fires it into the corner. Three-pointer, Shaquille Moore for the win. Tip up try by Jeffries. No! Off the mark. Pittsburgh escapes. 60-59. The madness has arrived.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the first four in Dayton, Ted Emmerich with the calls on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jamarius Burton with his moment on this stage. 14 seconds to go. He nails the go-ahead bucket that gives Pitt a 60-59 lead. And ultimately, there's a block shot with about 2.5-3 seconds remaining. And Pitt is able to outlast Mississippi State and win its first NCAA tournament game since 2014. So that earns the Panthers a date with Iowa, the number 6 seed, coming up in the main bracket. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, really cool. We already had two tight games in Dayton with two more first four games to come. But Jamarius Burton, the man of the hour for Pitt.
First and foremost, I just want to thank God. You know, it was a tough game. These guys were continuing to fight. When I had the ball in my hands with the last 30 seconds or so, I just told myself I was built for it. And I just got to a spot and let it go, and I had complete confidence in myself. And that was pretty much everything that went down.
Really proud of my team. We showed toughness, resiliency. We were who we've been all year. And it wasn't pretty, but it was beautiful. And we just feel so grateful, so thankful, and so excited to be able to advance and get to Greensboro.
Jeff Capel talking about his Pitt Panthers. It wasn't pretty, but it was beautiful. Oh, yeah. A win is a win is a win is a win. And how often do we talk about aesthetically pleasing? All right. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it looks smooth. There's rhythm. It's delivered and executed the way that it was designed. But it doesn't matter. At this time of the year, what it's about is surviving and advancing. And the win is the thing that matters most, not how it looks.
Because but it is us.
Ultimately, a couple years down the road, maybe a couple of months down the road, nobody's going to remember what it looked like. What matters is that you survived and you get to the next round. And it's literally a war of attrition when it comes to this March Madness bracket. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, on Facebook, also on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. If you haven't yet entered the After Hours Bracket Challenge, you know who you are. There's many of you. I haven't yet entered. We've got the link up. And here's the thing. If you used an email address last year to participate and that email address is still active, you should get a generated email, computer-generated email, when the new link is live, which it is. Producer Jay has already reactivated the bracket challenge. Use that email because then you're already registered. All it's asking for you to do is fill out a new bracket for 2023. I already got the email. I know my family members have gotten the email. We've actually got a family bracket challenge too, so we're in the same boat there. If you want to participate and you haven't done so in the past, then you use the link. You don't need the link if you already signed up in previous years. The link is for people who want to join us, or I guess if you want to start a new email address, that's fine too. But the link is pinned to the top of both our show Twitter and our Facebook page. It's easy to find. All you got to do is Google us on either Twitter or Facebook, and it's right there at the top of the page. You need an email address. That's it. and maybe 5 minutes if you don't really want to take it seriously, or if you do, take a little more time and research. CBS has kind of some great tools where they show you the matchups and the stats head-to-head to help you make a decision. As I told Jerry Palm when he was with us here in studio on Sunday night, I often look at strength of schedule because I believe it lends itself to an indicator of how these teams are battle-tested. Mississippi State coming out of the SEC, unfortunate for them that this is where their road ends, though it was a great battle against Pitt. Here's head coach Chris Jans.
There was no doubt in our minds that we would fight and scratch and claw, and we did. I think it was, 58-52, if I'm not mistaken, and we ended up taking the lead, and they took it right back. And then obviously we had a couple chances there in the end to win the game, but it didn't happen.
I'm proud of this team. I'm very proud of this team. We fought, scratched, clawed. We've been through a lot of situations like this. And, I'm just so proud of the team and happy to be able to be a part of this season with these guys.
Isn't it interesting how both coach and player Tolu Smith use fight and scratched and clawed? There's something to be said for that if it's a team philosophy, a program philosophy. All right, so you don't have to worry about picking these games because they're given to you in the bracket challenge. Really, every bracket challenge gives you the first four games. I think the numbers would be so much lower and would be so much leaner if these first four games were also required. It's a lot to ask, but and I don't know of any bracket challenge that makes you pick the first four. So you have until Thursday morning. The first games are coming up Thursday around noon Eastern time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific. Now, straight ahead, we've got some QB news not relating to Aaron Rodgers. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.